Welcome back to the Mackinac on Michigan show, brought to you by the Mackinac Center's Frank Beckman Center for Journalism here on WJR. I'm Kelly Cobb.
And I'm Jared Skora.
And healthcare has dominated Washington, D.C. They're talking about extending Obamacare subsidies and gold-plated plans and all that kind of stuff. And really, at the end of the day, though, everybody is concerned about healthcare, both affordability and access. And in Michigan, we've got a lot of problems with that. But we've got an idea from somebody here in Michigan that is a simple, seemingly simple, legal change that could really help fill those gaps to connect people with providers, to connect people with primary care. And Warren Anderson from University of Michigan Dearborn is on the line to outline it for us. Warren, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me.
So, Warren, you wrote in a recent piece for Mackinac, you can read it at mackinac.org, that this problem of primary care providers can be solved by allowing nurses to fill those roles, particularly, which could be really helpful in maybe rural areas, areas where there's not a lot of primary doctors. Can you walk us through the idea and what restrictions are in place for nurses now?
Yeah, so this is specifically a nurse practitioner, so not just nurses in general. Mm-hmm. So these are nurses that they are nurses, and then usually they go and practice a little bit, and then they go back to get a master's or doctoral degree. So they have extra training. So they're kind of in between a regular nurse and a doctor. And most states actually allow nurse practitioners to practice on their own. But some states have some restricted practices and then some have reduced practice. And so Michigan, they have the most restrictions on nurse practitioners. And so this just inhibits their ability to provide medical care.
Yeah, so you know, it seems like your piece and your idea is, you know, there's a couple ways to bring down prices, and one way the government can provide more subsidies, which helps in the short term but can drive up costs in the long term. You are talking about doing something on the supply side. So, you know, one way to bring down prices, you get more supply. If you have two grocery stores in a town versus one, they're going to be competitive. That's how prices will come down. So allowing these advanced practice nurses, these nurses with the extra training, like other states, will help us with some of these costs. What's the opposition to this?
Honestly, it's just the doctor's lobby, like the AMA, the American Medical Association. Mm. They don't like having that competition and allowing nurse practitioners to function on their own.
Yeah. Well, they wanted to open a Kroger in my town, the Meijer wasn't very happy about it and vice versa. So we're all shocked.
Meijer always wins, Jared. There's no fight about that.
That didn't really happen, but as an example for folks. But it's an example of how the government side of this, that, you know, most states allow this. The research, well, Dr. Anderson, what's the research show on this? I mean, I assume that there's been studies looking at this. You know, the doctors say that they're going to get worse care and there's going to be problems. What's the research say?
Right. So in my piece, I talked about three recent pieces of research that come out in the past couple of years. So the first one looks at malpractice payments. And so turns out when you allow nurse practitioners the freedom to practice without under direct supervision of a physician, the number of malpractice payouts drops by about 20% for the physicians. And there's no increase for nurse practitioners. And so it does seem like allowing nurse practitioners the freedom to operate on their own without the oversight, without having, you know, that extra layer, it does lower malpractice payouts.
And if they were problems, you'd expect the opposite. I mean, I don't know. I'll have to,
right.
I'm going to look this up real quick, but I don't believe insurance companies want to lose money.
Do you need to look that up?
So this does make it easier for everyone.
Yeah. So what other outcomes do you see? I mean, you know, there's a lot of attacks and say, well, they're not trained as much as a doctor. Like, you know, do we see health improve, like, health outcomes improved when you have a loosening of the market like this and allow nurse practitioners to serve in a primary care role?
We do. So there are two studies by Benjamin McMichael. And in his first one, he has data from 2010 to 2019 for virtually 100% of hospital discharges in 22 states, including Michigan. Hmm. And so 10 states of these 22, they switched from not allowing nurse practitioners their full authority to allowing them to practice how they want without the supervision of a physician. And what he finds is there's about a roughly 5% decline in hospitalizations, or to put some numbers on it, it's about 108 days per 100,000 people, or for Michigan in 2025 has about 10.2 million people So that would be about 11,000 fewer hospital stays. So this will really free up some time and resources to go to those who really need it, as opposed to those who don't necessarily have to be in a hospital. They can be dealt with early screening.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, and I think that's the point there, because sometimes this is framed as like, well, what's better, a physician or a nurse practitioner? And that's not really the pertinent question, because, you know, there are teams of people that help people. There are different types of treatments and outcomes, some that nurse practitioners can handle, some that they refer people to someone else, some that doctors referred to a specialist. And I was talking with somebody about this issue a couple years ago, and I'll never forget it. And they were, this was actually a physician who favored reform and said, you know, you get some of these rural areas and the Upper Peninsula or parts of Michigan, and the option is not, do I see a doctor or do I see a nurse practitioner? It's, do I see a doctor or do I see no one? And if you allow this types of options where they can actually see somebody with some expertise, and obviously they're more well off than they'd be of seeing nobody, or because they can't afford it or they can't find somebody.
Yeah, and along those lines, Benjamin McMichael, he has another paper that looked at premature death. So these are deaths from causes that should not occur in the presence of timely and effective, that would not occur if they had timely and effective health care. And he finds that having nurse practitioners decreases the number of these premature deaths. And if you look at the map, it's basically all in the Upper Peninsula and northern part of the Lower Peninsula. So again, it's these rural areas that are hit the hardest by a doctor shortage. And allowing nurse practitioners to practice, not only does it lower hospital stays, decrease malpractice payouts, but it also decreases the number of deaths.
Dr. Anderson, we got to leave it there. Dr. Warren Anderson from U of M Dearborn, thanks for coming on the show. And that's all the time we have. You can check out this show and our others at frankbeckmancenterforjournalism.com or thegreatvoice.com. Thanks for tuning in to the Mackinac on Michigan show.
Opinions heard in the preceding program are those of the host and guests and not necessarily those of Cumulus Media or WJR Radio.